We cross now to Australia to our correspondent in Canberra, Karen Middleton. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Catherine.
We had the memorable words this morning of a Melburnian saying, and I'm going to resist doing an Australian accent, I'm off my face with excitement.
Yes. I think I might have heard that person. Maybe I heard all the way here in Canberra, I heard the cheering from Melbourne.
Yeah.
Look, they're pretty happy down there. The lockdown is over, which is pretty exciting for Melburnians, and they are out and about. They're still being encouraged to wear masks, and they still are subject to a 25-kilometre limit in terms of where they can go. But the shops, a lot of the shops flung their doors open at midnight, and restaurants and cafes are open again, and businesses are trying to get back to work. So it's a very exciting day for Melburnians after, I think it was 111 days of lockdown, which has got to be right up there around the world, I think, as a for a period of being an entire population of the whole state of Victoria being shut down. But very, very happy. There'll be a bit of reckoning, I guess, with the decisions that were made that led to that lockdown and the failings of the hotel quarantine system that sparked the outbreak that prompted the whole thing. Whether the government survives at the next election as a result, the state government, because there's some criticism of the way it's handled, and it's certainly subject to an inquiry, is unclear. But at the moment, everybody's focusing on the positive, and it's a great thing that they're out and about, and the rest of the country is happy for them, I think.
A couple of other states also still affected by much less stringent lockdowns, are there?
Yes, well, not lockdowns, but border closures. So we still have the fighting amongst ourselves about who can go where in the country. It sort of does your head in trying to figure out where you can and can't go. It depends where you're from and whether you can go there directly. But I mean, across the country, probably as the case is the case with you over the other side of the Tasman, people are encouraged to maintain social distancing, and there are still restrictions on how many people can be in a shop at one time and that sort of thing. They're encouraged to wear masks on public transport, particularly in Sydney. But other than that, life is returning to normal, and it's just a matter of where you can and can't go. So Western Australia has its border closed completely. Only special case applications are allowed in and out of Western Australia. Queensland still won't let New South Wales people in, but if you're from the ACT like me, you can pop on a plane and go up there. We can fly to South Australia, and as of this Friday, New South Wales residents can fly to Tasmania as well. So we are slowly opening up, but new Kiwis can come across. We thought initially you were only supposed to be coming, I think it was into the ACT in the Northern Territory, but it transpired that actually once you got here, you could go pretty much anywhere that had an open border. So, things are getting back to normal, which is a great relief, and we just cross our fingers we don't go backwards like we're seeing happening in other parts of the world.
Now, the recession's easing. It's curious. Our recession was so sharp that we were always going to be out of it pretty quickly because it was such a plunge. How's yours tracking?
Well, we haven't got official figures yet, but it was interesting where we have our regular process of budget estimates committees. The Senate holds estimates committees to interrogate public servants on the state of the government immediately after a federal budget, which was held recently. And we heard from the Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank yesterday, who was quite optimistic in saying that he thinks the next national accounts figures, which are due, I think, at the end of the month, will show a growth in the September quarter. Now, we know a technical definition of a recession is two consecutive quarters of negative growth, which we saw last time around. There were hopes of a V-shaped recession, as in going into it sharply and coming out of it sharply. And then more recently, there'd been some fear that it would be longer than that and perhaps a flatter climb out. But that is good news if the Reserve Bank is estimating that the September quarter will show positive growth. That seems to suggest the recovery is already beginning. And it also is encouraging because it suggests that perhaps the growth in the rest of the country was enough to make up for the slide backwards in Victoria due to that lockdown. Of course, they lost thousands and thousands of jobs and a great deal of income, a national income as a result. So fingers crossed those predictions come true and we are actually on the way out. But as we know, unemployment is often the last thing to improve, and so there'll be a bit of a long, slow climb out of the unemployment depths, and we still have a lot of people supported by boosted unemployment payments and the JobKeeper wage subsidy that hasn't yet expired. So there's a potential cliff coming in terms of jobs if businesses can't get themselves back together to recover well enough to stay afloat. But for the time being, that'll help boost consumer confidence, I think.
Now, some scandals, always and everywhere it seems. What have been the particular ones this week?
Well, those estimates committees I mentioned had a pretty good strike rate last week for unearthing things that were embarrassing to the government. We've seen a range of scandals involving the use of public money. Perhaps the largest amount is the purchase of some land around the site of the new Western Sydney Airport, which is under construction now, for $30 million by the federal government, when it turned out it was only valued at $3 million. The Auditor General unearthed that, and there are people on the hunt now to figure out how on earth that happened. There are a myriad other investigations underway to examine that. Then we've seen the corporate regulator, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, have two of its chiefs stand aside initially, and one has now resigned over what appears to be inflated use of personal expenses. One got $120,000 above what he was entitled to take tax advice. Seems like that's a lot of income and a lot of tax if you need $120,000 worth of advice. And the other one got $70,000 extra in rent allowance. So that's been churning its way through the interrogation process in the Estimates Committee. And the Australia Post Company, which is a government-owned statutory authority, its chief executive was forced to stand aside when she revealed that as a thank you to four of her corporate executives, she gave them $3,000 or $4,000 Cartier watches, which in these straitened times was seen to be not appropriate. Never mind, they also get thousands and thousands of dollars in bonuses. Apparently they'd done a good job in securing a particular contract, but the Prime Minister didn't like that and went... what did you say? Off his face. He got very upset about it and said she had to stand aside. So there's another investigation into that. So the opposition is making merry hell with all this and saying, what's the government doing with our money? But yeah, very embarrassing for the government to have these series of things unearthed involving the use of taxpayers' funds.
Now, piece of history, the AFL Grand Final, not in Melbourne for the first time ever.
Correct. It was held in Brisbane. You can imagine all the Melburnians choking on their Wheaties because they were still locked up at that point. Two Melbourne teams facing off in Brisbane on Saturday night, but it went off pretty well. It was a great game and Richmond came out on top. Not the team I was barracking for, but, you know, there we go. Poor old Geelong missed out. But we saw a couple of severe injuries, but all in all, a game well played. But I think Melburnians will be wanting to claim their grand final back toot sweet and will not be wanting to see it played interstate again next year if they can possibly avoid it. Of course, it was all a coronavirus issue.
The Melbourne team won the Rugby League Grand Final though, yeah?
Yes, Melbourne Storm won the Rugby League Grand Final, which was on the next night in Sydney, which is where it's usually played. So, yes, they've had some success, but and now they're out of lockdown, they can actually celebrate it. There weren't many people in the streets, as you can imagine, in Melbourne over the weekend, but yeah, much, much more cheery now.
We can understand the excitement, the pent-up excitement we were hearing this morning. Thanks very much,
yeah,
as always.
Thanks, Catherine.
Our correspondent in Canberra is Karen Middleton.